One of the first steps to being good at sports is knowing who is on your team.
Una de las cosas que nosotros tenemos que aprender bien es en deportes es definir bien quién está en nuestro equipo.
That's why we wear jerseys.
Esa es la razón porque andamos camisetas.
So we know who's on our team.
Y esa es la razón porque sabemos quién está en nuestro equipo.
And so we can know who's on the other team.
Y sabemos quién está en el otro equipo.
And before we begin any sports game, we have to know that fact. Who's on our team and who's on the other team.
Y antes de comenzar el juego, tenemos que entender y saber quién está en nuestro equipo y quién está en el otro equipo.
And if we don't know those things, then two potential things can happen.
Si no sabemos esas cosas, dos peligros pueden existir.
First, we might give the other team an advantage.
Primero, es posible que le demos ventaja al equipo contrario.
For example, we might throw the other team the ball.
Por ejemplo, podemos tener la bola en nuestra posesión y se la podemos dar al equipo contrario.
Because we don't realize they're on the other team.
Porque no sabemos realmente si ellos están en nuestro equipo o no.
Kind of like the Cowboys.
Como los...
I'm just joking.
I don't know if I can translate that, but como los vaqueros de Dallas, que se confunden a cada rato y pasan la bola al contrario. O como el América o el Guadalajara. No sé. Estoy tratando de ponerlo en contexto.
I don't know what you said, but I don't care.
Mexican teams. They get confused sometimes.
Or we might let the other team go by us.
O podemos dejar que el equipo pase a la meta nuestra.
Because we don't know they're on the other team.
Porque no sabemos si son de nuestro equipo o no.
The second bad thing that can happen is that we can not experience the benefit of teamwork on our team.
La segunda cosa negativa que puede pasar es que nos perdemos la oportunidad y la bendición de trabajar en equipo.
For example, one of our team members might be open.
Por ejemplo, es posible que uno en nuestro equipo esté abierto.
But we don't throw them the ball because we don't know they're on our team.
Pero no estamos seguros si podemos tirarles el balón o no, porque no estamos seguros si son de nuestro equipo o no.
And maybe one member of our team will make a good play.
Tal vez un miembro de nuestro equipo, un jugador de nuestro equipo puede hacer una buena jugada.
But we don't celebrate it because we don't know they're on our team.
Pero lamentablemente no lo celebramos porque no sabemos si es de nuestro equipo o no.
And then sometimes we'll even fight over the ball with our own team member.
Y a veces esto también puede causar que estemos peleando el balón con el mismo equipo.
Because we don't know they're on our team.
Porque no sabemos si son de nuestro equipo o no.
And it's for these reasons that from the very beginning we teach our children know who's on your team.
Y por esta razón nosotros tenemos que enseñarle a nuestros hijos cuando comienzan a hacer deporte quién es su equipo, tienen que reconocer quiénes están en su equipo y quiénes no.
And I think sometimes this can happen with the church.
Y yo creo que a veces esto puede pasar en nuestras propias iglesias.
We can forget who's on our team.
Muchas veces olvidamos realmente quién está en nuestro equipo.
And we can forget who's on the other team.
Y a veces olvidamos quién está en el otro equipo.
And we can get confused.
Y a veces eso nos confunde.
This happened with the disciples in Luke chapter 9.
Y esto pasó con los discípulos en Lucas capítulo 9.
They find this man who is casting out demons in the name of Jesus.
Ellos encontraron a este hombre que estaba reprendiendo y echando fuera demonios.
And they don't recognize this man.
Y ellos dijeron, no reconocieron a este hombre.
He didn't follow Jesus with the disciples.
Ellos no habían visto a este hombre seguir a Jesús con ellos mismos.
And so the disciples tell this man to stop.
Entonces los discípulos, como no lo habían reconocido ni lo habían visto antes con Jesús, le dijeron, detente.
And so then that later they were telling Jesus about this.
Y tiempo después le dijeron a Jesús acerca de este hombre.
And Jesus tells them, you shouldn't have done that.
Y Jesús les dijo, ¿por qué lo detuvieron? ¿Por qué lo pararon? No debieron haber hecho eso.
Because he who is not against us is for us.
Porque aquellos que no están en contra de nosotros están con nosotros.
I think what Jesus was trying to say is you're confused about who's on your team.
Yo creo que lo que Jesús está tratando de decir es que ustedes están confundidos realmente quién está o no está en nuestro equipo.
And this man has been serving me.
Y este hombre que está echando fuera demonios que ustedes no lo conocen me está sirviendo a mí.
And so he's on your team.
Entonces tienen que entender que él está en su equipo.
And you don't need to tell him to stop.
Y no deben pararlo, no deben decirlo detente.
And sometimes we can be the same way.
Y a veces nosotros en la iglesia podemos ser exactamente de la misma manera.
Sometimes we can see someone who's serving in the name of Jesus, and just because they're not in our little group, we tell them to stop.
A veces podemos pensar que nosotros podemos pensar. I'm trying to remember what you said. A veces podemos parar nosotros a la gente y decirles, no hagas esto en la iglesia porque tú no perteneces a nuestro grupo exclusivo. No hagas nada en la iglesia, no trabajes en la iglesia porque no perteneces a este pequeño grupo que está aquí.
And we forget that they're actually on our team.
Y a veces olvidamos que ellos están en nuestro equipo.
One example of this is with other congregations.
Un ejemplo muy claro es cuando hay diferentes congregaciones.
Sometimes we can become so focused on our congregation.
A veces podemos estar tan metidos en nuestra congregación, tan enfocados en las cosas que hacemos.
And we're focused on our goals and our ministries and our dreams.
A veces estamos tan metidos y tan enfocados en nuestras metas, en nuestros ministerios, en nuestros sueños.
That we forget about all the good things that God is doing in other congregations.
Que a veces nos olvidamos de las cosas buenas que Dios está haciendo en otras iglesias.
And then sometimes we start to view those congregations with jealousy.
Y a veces podemos estar viendo a otras congregaciones con celos.
And we want our congregation to be better than them.
Y obviamente pues el sentimiento humano es nosotros queremos que nuestra congregación sea mejor que la del vecino o que la otra congregación.
We want better ministries than what they have.
Nosotros queremos mejores ministerios que los que otros tienen.
We want better preaching than they have.
Nosotros queremos mejores sermones, mejores predicadores de lo que ellos tienen.
And we start to view other congregations as competitors with us.
Y empezamos a ver a otras iglesias como competidores.
When in reality, we're actually on the same team.
Cuando en realidad estamos en el mismo equipo.
I want you to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
Yo quiero que vayan a Primera de Tesalonicenses, capítulo 1.
Paul here is writing to the church in Thessalonica.
Pablo aquí está hablando a los tesalonicenses que están en este lugar, a los cristianos que están en este lugar.
And he is thanking the Thessalonians for their great faith.
Y ellos están agradeciendo a los hermanos de Tesalónica por la gran fe, por la fe grande que tienen.
He says, you've received the word of God even in the midst of trials and tribulations.
Dice Pablo, ustedes recibieron la palabra de Dios aún en medio de sus tribulaciones.
And because of that, you've become an example.
Y por esa razón, ustedes han venido a ser un ejemplo.
Your faith is setting an example for other believers, Paul says.
Su fe es un ejemplo para otros cristianos.
In fact, he says it's setting an example throughout Macedonia and Achaia.
Ustedes han sido realmente un ejemplo en Macedonia y en Achaia.
He said it's even going out throughout the whole world.
Y aún más grande su testimonio ha ido y ha recorrido todo el mundo porque todo el mundo habla de su fe.
In fact, he says, your faith is doing so well that I don't even have to tell people about your faith. They already know about it.
Y era tan grande la fe que Pablo dice, yo no tengo ni siquiera que mencionar acerca de su fe porque la gente ya lo sabe.
Look at verse 9.
Mire el versículo 9.
He says, for they themselves report about us what kind of reception we had with you and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God.
Primera de Tesalonicenses 1:9 dice, pues ustedes en Dios es tan conocida que ya no es necesario que nosotros digamos nada, pues todos cuentan lo bien que ustedes nos recibieron y cómo dejaron los ídolos para servir al Dios vivo y verdadero.
Now, who are the they in verse 9?
Ahora, ¿quiénes son ellos en el versículo 9?
Who are the they that are reporting about the faith of the Thessalonians to Paul?
¿Quiénes son ellos los que están hablando de la fe de los tesalonicenses?
And the answer is other congregations.
Y la respuesta es otras iglesias.
Other Christians and other congregations are telling Paul, look how the Thessalonians, how good they're doing.
Otras iglesias están diciendo y están hablando y le dicen al apóstol Pablo, miren cómo es la fe de ellos, observen la fe de ellos.
They're not jealous of the Thessalonians.
Ellos no están celosos de los tesalonicenses.
They're not envious of the Thessalonians.
No tienen envidia de los tesalonicenses.
They're not saying we got to be better than the Thessalonians.
No están diciendo nosotros tenemos que ser mejores que los tesalonicenses.
They don't view them as competitors.
Ellos no los ven como competidores.
What caused these other congregations to want to share and celebrate about the Thessalonians' faith?
¿Qué mueve a estas otras congregaciones a compartir la fe de los tesalonicenses?
And the answer is that they knew that they were on the same team.
Y la razón principal es que ellos saben que están en el mismo equipo.
They knew the Thessalonians were on their team.
Ellos saben que los tesalonicenses están en el mismo equipo.
And so the Thessalonians are doing good. Let's celebrate it.
O sea, si los tesalonicenses están haciendo bien o creciendo y aumentando su fe, celebrémoslo juntos.
Because we're following the same Lord.
Porque estamos siguiendo al mismo Señor.
And this morning I want to mention something about us and Siempre Familia.
Y esta mañana yo quiero mencionar algo acerca de Siempre Familia y Southside.
We're two different congregations.
Somos dos congregaciones diferentes.
Southside primarily worships in English.
Southside mayormente adora en inglés.
Siempre Familia primarily worships in Spanish.
Y Siempre Familia solamente adora en español.
Southside worships here on Hemphill Street.
Southside adora aquí en Hemphill, en la calle de Hemphill.
Siempre Familia worships in the Rosemont neighborhood.
Y Siempre Familia adora en el área de Rosemont.
Southside's been around for a long time, over 100 years.
Southside ha estado aquí casi alrededor de 100 años.
Siempre Familia has been around for a short time.
Y Siempre Familia ha estado aquí por 5 años.
We're two congregations, but we're a little different.
Somos dos congregaciones y somos diferentes.
But I want to make a declaration.
Pero yo quiero hacer una declaración.
We are on the same team.
Estamos en el mismo equipo.
We are partners in the gospel together.
Somos compañeros y amigos en el mismo evangelio.
We're following the same Lord.
Estamos siguiendo al mismo Señor.
We're preaching the same gospel.
Estamos predicando el mismo evangelio.
We're children of the same King.
Somos hijos del mismo Rey.
And we're on the same team.
Y somos, estamos en el mismo equipo.
We're wearing the same jerseys.
Estamos, venimos vestidos igual. Estamos en el mismo equipo, la misma playera, la misma camiseta, el mismo saco.
We're going to the same goal.
Vamos para la misma meta.
And so we don't view Siempre Familia as a competitor with us.
No miramos a Siempre Familia como competidores nuestros.
There doesn't need to be jealousy or envy between us.
No debe haber entre las dos congregaciones, no debe haber celos ni envidias.
Instead, when we hear of good things that God is doing in Siempre Familia here at Southside, we're going to celebrate.
Pero si escuchamos cosas buenas que están pasando en Siempre Familia, nosotros aquí en Southside vamos a celebrar.
And at Siempre Familia, when you hear of good things happening at Southside, we want you to celebrate.
Y cuando ustedes, los de Siempre Familia, escuchen cosas buenas, cosas poderosas que están pasando en Southside, vamos a celebrarlo también juntos.
Because we're on the same team.
Porque estamos en el mismo equipo.
And so let us encourage one another, let us rejoice together, and let us work together for the glory of God.
Vamos a apoyarnos los unos a los otros, vamos a animarnos los unos a los otros, y vamos a adorar juntos al mismo Dios.
We're going to have two people from Siempre Familia who are going to come up, and they're going to share a brief testimony.
Vamos a tener aquí a dos hermanos de Siempre Familia que van a hablar un poquito acerca de Siempre Familia. ¿Qué es Siempre Familia para ellos?
And they're going to share about some good things that God has done in their life.
Y ellos van a compartir un poco acerca de cosas buenas que Dios ha hecho en sus vidas, que están pasando en sus vidas.
And because we're on the same team, we're all going to celebrate.
Y por esa razón, porque estamos en el mismo equipo, vamos a celebrar lo que Dios está haciendo.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Brother Manuel asked me to speak to you today, this morning, about Siempre en Familia. When we first got there, we were invited by our neighbors, and we live in Arlington. They lived in Arlington, and you know, they invited us to Fort Worth to a church. I said, okay. So we went there. And we were Catholic, we were going to a Baptist church, but we'd go every now and then. I mean, every now and then. I mean, I think the term is blue moon, something like that. But we started going to Siempre en Familia, and right off the bat, as soon as we walked in, we could feel the love in that church. So we started going every Sunday. And then my wife said, she's seated back there somewhere. My wife said, well, they meet on Wednesdays too. So, you know, I said, no. It's too far. It's in Fort Worth, for crying out loud. And my car at the time was like 18 years old. It's 20 years old now. It's out there in the parking lot. I didn't expect it for it to be alive yet still. But I said, no, the car's too old. Gas prices are too high. We're already going every Sunday. You know, we're not going to go. 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 Sunday through Tuesday, I was firm that we weren't going to go. Wednesday, we were there. And for the last 2 years, we've been going every Sunday and every Wednesday. We really like it there. I was baptized there. My wife was baptized first, then yours truly, and then my youngest daughter. One of my sons and one of my other daughters are still thinking about it. But Lord will tell them when. Anyway, thank you for your listening to me, and thank you for your support. The whole experience has been life-changing. It really has. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Samuel. I've been part of the congregation Siempre Familia for not that long. I've been recently baptized in May of this year. But throughout the previous years, my mom had started going to this church. She eventually got baptized there, so she convinced me every now and then to go to church with her on Sunday, but I would always tell her no. I would want to either one sleep in or just not go. I enjoy sleeping, so. But at the time, I was going through a rough time myself, but I didn't want to accept it. I didn't want to get close to God, and for previous years, I always felt that God was looking for me, that He was looking for me, and I just wouldn't turn around and get a hold of His hand and just let Him walk next to me. But I always knew He was there. I just never wanted to accept it in my heart. Eventually, my mom was the one that constantly kept telling me until one day I just was like, you know what, since you're not going to stop, I'm just going to go. So I did. I started going, and my sister started going as well. And I had gone previously once or twice, and I always liked it. I always liked the feeling of the place and the way Brother Emmanuel preaches. He always tries to compare what's the problems in life are. Every answer that you're looking for, it's found in the Bible through the Word of God. And I always felt that way, that I wanted somewhere to look for directions and instructions for me to live my life in a certain way, because I felt like I needed somebody to come to me and tell me, this is how you're supposed to live. But I thought it was somebody in flesh. Eventually, I realized that I was wrong. So I started going, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it since I started there. Actually, I was happy to be going every Sunday to church and get involved with everybody there. They were all very, very warm, and they were all nice to me and to my sister. Eventually, I decided to get baptized, and after that day, I felt like my whole life changed for the better. And, you know, I hope that it keeps going that way. I hope that I can keep growing as a Christian and to be an example to everybody else around me, my sister and you know, keep supporting my mom and her growth as well. And I want to thank Southside for supporting Siempre en Familia, because of this congregation, I was able to found God in my life. And, you know, I hope that it keeps going, it keeps bringing more people in to our congregation, because I know there's a lot of trouble people out there who are like me, who walk every day not knowing what to do, where to go, and what to follow. But the answer is always there. It's always there on their side, but they just don't want to look. They don't want to turn around and say, you know, I accept you in my life and, you know, follow his way. So that was my testimony for Siempre Familia. And I want to thank you also for inviting us today on behalf of my congregation. Thank you.
I want to give my testimony as well, and I want to say thank you to my wife who support me a lot, and also I want to say thank you to Jessica Esparza, who is an amazing co-worker, and I think God is using her as well. And thank you so much for my support that you give it to us, but us as well, her support, and if you can, I just want to say thank you to Jessica, because she's an amazing woman from God, and my wife as well. They're two. God gave me the privilege to work with these two ladies and to the church, the whole church. And I just want to say thank you for their hard work. And we are in the same team. We're in the same team. And God bless these two women and the congregation as well. If anybody wants to. Need a prayer or give your life to Jesus, you can come today. We're going to have a song for invitation, and if anybody wants to give the chance to Jesus to be in their lives and change your lives, I think this is a great opportunity. If you can stand up, and when we sing, if you want to join us, Steve is going to keep praying for you and the elders as well. Si alguien quiere entregar su vida esta mañana a Jesús y dar la oportunidad que entre en su vida, puede hacerlo. Gracias. Que Dios les bendiga.